From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. The Utah legislature has changed its official count of bills that it passed this session. The number is now 540, one less than previously announced. That's because Senate President Stuart Adams determined the last bill of the night did not get through in time. It would have established a way for municipalities to secede from their county and create a new one of their own. A group of Republicans has another thing working in its favor to put a repeal of Utah's ban on gerrymandering before voters. They already met their signature quota, but opposing groups are trying to get people to remove their signatures. Now Governor Spencer Cox has signed a bill into law that prevents people from sending in removal requests with prepaid postage. Better Boundaries had sent out prepaid mailers. People could simply return to ask to take down their signatures. The only way the repeal effort won't be on the ballot now is if enough people remove their names. The widow of Afa Alu is suing organizers of the No Kings protest, where he was fatally shot. That lawsuit was filed today. Her attorneys say the rally's leaders were negligent. KUER's Martha Harris has more.
Laura Alu's husband was killed last June at the No Kings protest in Salt Lake City. An armed safety volunteer for the march shot at someone else and accidentally struck Afa. Alu and her attorneys say rally organizers are also responsible.
In the events leading up to his death, critical decisions were made without the careful thought and planning that situations like this demand. The choices made by multiple individuals were careless and irresponsible.
The civil lawsuit alleges last-minute decisions didn't leave time for properly vetting and training armed volunteers. They also allege not following basic safety protocol. This created a, quote, perfect storm of negligence. Alu says she feels the loss of her husband every minute of every day. So do her two young kids.
They live with the awful reality that their dad was killed by a bullet in a situation that could have been prevented. This is the tragic cost of doing something poorly when people's safety is on the line.
The suit names seven individuals, including the safety volunteer who fired the gun. Her attorneys say more defendants could be added in the future. Martha Harris, KUER News.
The executive director of Equality Utah is stepping down at the end of the month. Troy Williams has been at the helm of the LGBTQ advocacy group for more than a decade. He points to what he sees as some of the group's successes: overturning anti-gay school curriculum laws, getting hate crimes laws in place, and a ban on conversion therapy. Williams also praises his replacement. He says Essie Gonzen will bring, quote, clarity and courage to the role. Ogden and Salt Lake City are looking at changing how people can live together. As KUER's Macy Lipkin reports, that could help with affordability.
Both cities currently allow up to three unrelated people to share a home. Ogden's proposed zoning change would raise the limit to 10 for a single-family home and 8 for an apartment, plus kids. Barton Brierly is the planning manager. He says it's about simplifying and modernizing the code.
The household can include any people who live in that dwelling unit. It might be roommates, it might be a traditional family.
Salt Lake wants to do away with the limit altogether. Planning Director Nick Norris says the current rules aren't enforceable. While some landlords will still cap the number of residents, he says others want to rent out large homes to four or five people. Norris says that could cut costs for renters.
There may be some smaller rent increases, but even if you're dividing, $2,000 by three people versus $2,000 by five people, that's a significant change.
The Ogden City Planning Commission will consider the new code on March 11th, and Salt Lake City is getting ready to release its proposal for public comment. For KUER News, I'm Macy Lipkin in Ogden.
You are listening to KUER News.